T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Frank Andrews Show podcast.
9 minutes after 5 o'clock, hour number three is brought to you by DePietro's Pharmacy, flipping the script, looking for ways to better serve their customers. For all the details on their services, DePietroPharmacy.com, or give them a call, 570-209-7440. I continue to just watch any little bit of information I can get on this Texas shooting. Very latest is 14 children, one teacher have been killed. Okay, but there's also reports now that this 18-year-old student who was at the Uvalde High School, who opened fire at the elementary school, also killed his grandmother a few blocks away from the elementary school before he went in and opened fire. They said that they believed that he had a pistol and a rifle. They also said that police responded, and several of the police officers were hit, although not seriously injured. But it was the police that opened fire and killed this 18-year-old student, who has been identified by the governor as Salvador Roma. Salvador Roma. Here is the very latest. 14 students and a teacher are dead, Robb Elementary School, according to the governor. The 18-year-old, a student, is also dead. He shot and killed horrifically and incomprehensibly 14 students and killed a teacher, the governor said at an unrelated press briefing. The suspect also allegedly shot his grandmother before entering the school and opening fire, said he had a handgun and possibly a rifle. That's really all the information that is here. Now, apparently Uvalde is a border town. Because I'm watching Fox News, and their border reporter says normally we are watching the border, but now we're going over to the school to find out, you know, what the situation is there. And, I mean, there's a lot of questions here. You got an 18-year-old high school student. You got an 18-year-old up in Buffalo. What do we do here, folks? I mean, we have, you know, COVID money that's been given to schools for air quality. Should the government be providing money for armed resource officers? We've got to do anything we can to stop. This is crazy. I mean, and you know what the call is going to be? The call is going to be, you know, guns, 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 guns. And I understand that. You're going to hear that all the time. And the question is going to be, where did he get the guns? You know, he's 18-year-old. How did he get the guns? What's the situation? But you know, you're always going to have bad people that get guns. Bad people will get guns. It's not like if you take away or if you restrict guns that some, you know, people aren't going to have access to them. The bad people will always get them somehow. We have to keep track of the bad people, the people who are falling through the cracks here. And how the heck do we do that? 18-year-old kids. I mean, this is – I'm watching the video here of, you know, parents showing – You know, I hear people that will say, what good are thoughts and prayers here? And I understand that. Not very comforting, you know, to just say we offer our thoughts and prayers. Something has to be done. Unbelievable. So, I mean, you know, we've had sarcastic texts coming in saying, you know, you had 14 people shot and you want to talk about Nancy Pelosi? We are monitoring ABC News. We are monitoring every possible report. We're doing everything we can. If there is a news conference, which I am now told is going to be at 5 o'clock Texas time, not our time, we will have the very latest information. I just told Jake, monitor, you know, the networks. If there are special reports, we will take them, okay? We will give you as much information as we possibly can, but that's all we know right now. That's all we know right now. All we know right now, just watching this, 14 students and a teacher. So if you have any thoughts on this whole thing, be my guest, 883-0098. And in the meantime, we'll get back to talking about the news and the callers and other things that are happening. Bill from Wilkes-Barre, what's up, William?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I see a lot of people aren't happy with the results of the primary for governor. We have two very bad candidates. We have Shapiro and we have Mastriano. I don't think Mastriano even got, he got a plurality but not a majority of the Republican vote. Now what has, comes to mind is the question is, could John Udichak, who is a centrist, he was a pro-worker Democrat, old school pro-worker Democrat, he switched to independent and I guess they got rid of his district, so he's not running for Senate again. But quite frankly, I think he should be encouraged to step in as a third party candidate, because I think he could get a lot of support from both parties. I think that should be considered.
But a third party candidate would probably pull votes away from Mastriano and help Shapiro, don't you think?
No, actually, it turns out a lot of Republicans can't see their way clear to supporting Mastriano. And, well, the Democrats are going to vote for Shapiro, of course, but he's probably too far to the left for a lot of people. So I think Udichak could get a lot of Democrat votes, too. Mastriano certainly isn't going to get them, but Udichak, I believe, could.
Now, what do you think are the negatives about Mastriano that would cause some people not to vote for him?
Well, I think he says that he's against abortion, even to save the life of the mother. That's pretty extreme. And also the fact he says the 2020 election was stolen, which, I mean, I've heard some disturbing stories, but those stories are not proof, and the majority of the voters don't believe them, regardless of whether they're true or not. So I think that could turn a lot of people off.
Bill, do you have any interest in watching that movie, 2,000 Mules?
I've heard of it. I don't go out to the movies. I could possibly get it on DVD or not. That's how I usually get my movies.
I would love you to watch it and call back if you. I mean, I think you can get it on YouTube or you can get it on different streams. If you watch, I'd love you to call back and just have a conversation of what you think about the content.
I will. I've heard of it. I should probably take a look at it. As I say, I heard some disturbing stories about ballot handling and ballot harvesting, but so far it has not been proven, and that's why I don't think that's a good argument to use.
Interesting. Thank you, Bill. That, you know, the governor's race is interesting. Now, he brought up something that will steer me right to the next soundbite I want to play with you. Yesterday, we had a conversation here about Donald Trump. Remember the conversation we had, and I said, I had some hesitation about him as a candidate again, because I thought, you know, we're going to get right back into the witch hunt, the craziness, the conspiracy, the nuttiness, where every time he burps off key, you know, they'll be, you know, looking to impeach him. And I just think that we have so many issues that we just need to move forward. And then I kind of joked and said a lot of my listeners had a size 12 boot and gave me a swift kick and said, no, Trump's the man. You don't understand. We have to have Trump. We have to have Trump. So the president, former president Donald Trump, was on Fox Business this morning with Stuart Varney. And it was a very interesting conversation about where he's going. And Stuart Varney basically lectured Donald Trump and said, you got to stop looking back. You got to stop talking about the stolen election. It's old news. It's yesterday's news. You got to start looking at things in the future, because people are worried about where the country is headed, not where the country has been. And I just want you to hear this, and then you can react to it. So, Jake, it's soundbite number 6. This is Donald Trump with Stuart Varney on Fox Business this morning.
Well, what I hear from a lot of Republicans is that they don't want you to look back to the 2020 election and rehash it. They want to look forward to what we're going to do with this economy and this society going forward. What do you say to that?
Well, I do that, but if you don't study what happened and if you don't find out, we know what happened. All you have to do is see 2,000 mules or go on Truth. Take a look at Truth. You should someday talk about Truth as a business thing. It's hot as a pistol.
That's not what people are talking about. People don't want you to do that.
No, I think that you have to look back to find out. You have to look at history, Stuart. If you don't look at history, you're going to be lost. It's going to happen again. You can't let it happen again. You have to study. And I know you say that, but there's a vast portion of the Republican Party that disagrees with that. They are very upset about it. They're very angry with what happened in the election. You take a look at the results. I mean, every one of these states, every one of these swing states and beyond, but every one of these swing states is proven. The evidence is so massive. The problem is the press, including Fox, doesn't want to talk about it.
Okay. Mike Pence says...
You don't want it to happen again, Stuart, is what I'm saying.
But
you can't let it happen again, and they have to study it. They have to study it, and they have to come out and do
so. I'm getting the sense that the voters just don't want to go back to a chaotic situation or a toxic situation or a really negative situation. They want to be positive. They want to look forward to the future and be positive.
So somebody robs the jewelry store of all the jewelry, you should just let him be alone, right? Just say, okay, he got away with it. You know, I disagree with that, and a lot of people in the party disagree with that, Stuart.
All right, let me talk to you about Mike Pence, your former vice president. He says he will run in 2024, even if you run. Looks to me like a split party, Mr. President.
No, that's okay if he ran. I mean, I wouldn't be concerned with that. That's fine. I don't think he said that, actually, but he may say that, and I understand that. People are very disappointed in Mike.
But there is a split in the party, isn't there?
I don't think that would be a problem.
There is a split between those who want you to go forward and be the nominee and those who don't. I mean, it is a split party.
Well, I think if you look at the polls, I'm leading by a tremendous amount. I had a 98% approval rating of the Republican Party. We created the greatest economy ever that you reported on for a long time. We created... less than $2 gasoline. We were at $45 a barrel. Now it's unlimited. Now it's going through the roof. We're going to have $9, $10 gasoline very soon. We had no inflation. Everybody was making money. Every group was making money. African American, Asian American, Hispanic do unbelievably. And if you look at the polling says, you know, I rebuilt the military. I took care of our vets. I did things that nobody's ever been able to do in a short period of time. And I had all these fake things on my head, like you just see is coming out now on Hillary Clinton. It was a total fake deal. They made it.
21 minutes now after 5 o'clock. So that's Donald Trump. Is it a split party? Is it a split party? If you want to give us a call and let us know what you think about what Donald Trump said, 8830098. We have a bunch of people calling on the Texas shooting, and we're going to get to that after we take a break. So stay with us on WLK. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Ali Gallo. Tonight, cloudy, cool, and comfy, low 50. Tomorrow, sunny, high 72. Thursday, more clouds than sun, a shower later, high 72. Friday, cloudy with thunderstorms, 78. And the weekend, partly sunny, scattered showers and storms, high in the upper 70s. Right now, it is 65 degrees. And I just want to remind you one more time, for those of you that like to use bet parks, there's a great deal going on now. Special odds boost promo for tonight's Game 4 Western Conference Finals for all customers. Golden State at Dallas. Golden State has a chance to sweep the series tonight. So go to the Bet Parks app, click on Boost. The Bet Parks Get Even Odds Boost. Bet that one player will score more than 30 points in Game 4 tonight. Get odds of plus 100. Do it now. Go to the app or betparks.com for the odds boost for tonight's game. It's that simple. You get even money on this odds boost. Again, you bet that one player will score more than 30 points in Game 4 tonight and get odds of plus 100. That's even money. You must bet before 9 p.m. tonight. You don't need to pick the player or team or the number of points. The bet is that one player will score more than 30 points tonight and your odds are plus 100, which is even money. Website has the terms and conditions and restrictions that will apply. You have to be 21 in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. And as always, if you have a gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, so we're going to get to the school shooting in just a minute, but John is calling from Richmond, Virginia on Donald Trump. What do you think, John?
Frank, listen, I voted for Trump twice. I like his policies. I like him. And if he were the nominee, I would vote for him. But I think he needs to bow out. I think it's too divisive. Looking back at the election, you know, people are getting sick and tired of hearing about it. And yes, it is a split party. You know, I mean, a lot of Trump's nominee, his endorsements are not going, you know, as well. And you know, I have my doubts even with the PA race because of that. But I think, you know, in terms of unifying the party, you know, Donald Trump, I love the guy. I just don't think he's the right choice. And I think he would lose. I do not think he would win.
Who do you like? Is there anybody that you like as an alternative?
Well, the problem is the other alternatives, you know, you go right back into the establishment, you know, again. Mike Pence is a good guy. But let's face it, Mike Pence is an establishment, or he's what they call a country club Republican. You know, that's what he is. And, you know, you're not going to get the change that you need. I think Donald Trump is the vehicle you need for change. The problem is he's got to keep his mouth shut more. You know, it's what he says, you know, the constantly dumping the gasoline on the fire and just infuriating people. You know, I think his mouth does him a disservice. I love his policies. I think he could be an instrumental change for the country.
What about Governor DeSantis? You like DeSantis?
Ron DeSantis is pretty good. Yeah, I do like him. I think that if Trump is questioning running, I don't think DeSantis is going to run. I don't think he's going to put himself in that situation. And my biggest fear is, you know, you watch the movie Grumpy Old Men with Walter Matthau, you know, between him and Biden, you know, Biden's only going to run if Trump does, and Trump's going to run if Biden does. I mean, we're going to have two grumpy men going at it with each other, and it's going to be a circus. That's all it's going to be. And you know, it's going to come down to, you know, a couple thousand votes again. We're going to be split right down the middle, and you're going to have a hamstrung Congress then. And it's not good. But I think, Frank, the honorable thing he should do, he wants to do his endorsements, that's fine. I don't think now's the time for him to get back in. It's just my opinion.
I said yesterday that, you know, people don't necessarily love Donald Trump, but they love his ideas and his policies. And I said, wouldn't it be great if there was a candidate and he became the chief of staff or the main advisor so that he was in the picture but not the picture? And, boy, I got my head clipped off by a bunch of people who said, no, must be Donald Trump.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work, Frank. I think you have the right idea. I agree with you 100%. But if he's the nominee, all that's going to do is just turn that fire up even more. And it's going to just divide. You know, it's going to be divisive. You're going to have the stolen election stuff. And, I mean, honestly, people have to move on from that. I get it. People question it. But you can't keep looking in the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
You know, we have gasoline almost $5 a gallon, for God's sake. I mean, we have bigger issues at this point.
Yeah, and it's going to go higher. Thanks a lot, John. Be safe there out there on the Virginia Road. 29 minutes now after 5 o'clock. All right. Now, Larry from Beaumont, I only got a minute. Do you want to talk now, or do you want me to put you on hold and take you on the other side of news?
Who's that, me, Larry from Beaumont?
Yeah, do you want to? I got a minute.
Yeah, I'll go now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so that guy is incorrect. Trump's endorsements are, I think he had three that lost, and about, I don't know how many, 80 that won. So he is incorrect, and I believe he's a plant, and he's a non-Trump guy. Because I don't know anybody that doesn't like Donald Trump. Everybody says, oh, his tweets, this and that. That is the news media spreading that false information. And, you know, I don't have a problem with any of his tweets. Do you have a problem with his tweets?
No.
You particularly?
No.
So there you go.
I saw a T-shirt that said, I miss the mean tweeter.
Yep. So you don't have a problem, but everybody thinks everybody else has a problem. And nobody has a problem with Donald Trump, and you see the support he gets at those rallies, and you think he shouldn't run? Donald Trump must run. Okay.
All right. Thank you. That was a good solid minute. All right. 883-0098. We'll get the very latest on headline news, local news, and we'll be right back on WLK. All right. 24 minutes now before 5 o'clock. So we're talking about Donald Trump. And boy, oh boy, we're talking about the Texas shooting, and we got lots of phone calls. Joe from Mountaintop on Trump. What do you think, Joseph?
Well, Frank, if I was a Trump senior advisor, this is what I would advise him to do. Pick Ron DeSantis right away as your running mate and run through the primaries both together. Because I think Ron DeSantis is a winner. Trump is a winner. Then that way, if Trump wins, then Ron DeSantis will have possibility to be in there for 8 years. That's what I would do. Have them both go to the rallies together. Let everybody know up front that DeSantis is going to be his running mate.
You go. All right. Good thoughts there. Interesting thoughts. Let's go to the other subject, which is lighting up the phones, and that is the Texas shooting. 14 students are dead. One teacher is dead. And Mike from Dallas, what do you think, Mike?
Yeah. Hi, Frank. It's a horrible thing in Texas. It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
But I was calling about the issue with Pelosi. I know we're past that, but...
No, I'm interested in your opinion on all of it. Be my guest.
Well, I was thinking that, I don't know, a lot of people don't understand what the bishop has done. He tried several times to contact her and to speak with her. Forbidding her to receive communion is not an act of punishment. It is an act of charity towards her. He is preventing her from condemning her own soul by receiving communion while not being in communion with the teachings and the Catholic Church in its entirety. And so it isn't an act of punishment. It may look that way to people that do not understand what the Catholic Church teaches and what it's about. But and as far as having done many things for women and for children, as far as welfare plans measures to help them with laws and things like that, it does not matter how much good you do if ultimately you then perform an act that is pure evil. You know, if you adopt a child and you give them all the comfort, education, food, clothing, house, but then you abuse the child or you beat him, none of the rest was for any good. So these things, when they come out in interviews by people like Scarborough, they give a false impression of what the action was about. So I just wanted to say that, because someone should say it better than I can.
No, you said that very well. In fact, while you were talking, I thought St. Paul said that when you're approaching communion, if you don't take it in a worthy manner, you eat and drink condemnation to yourself.
Exactly. And so it is an act of charity. It is, and by the way, any other priest or bishop that allows her to receive or offers her communion is contributing to that. You know, he's participating in her damnation.
Wow, that's hefty stuff. I mean, now, you also wanted to mention something about the shooting. What are your thoughts there?
Well, I feel bad because we've seen so many of these things, and we know what's going to happen now. The call for gun control and how could it be prevented? And it's just going to, I think they're going to repeat a lot of the same things they have in previous shootings, but it's just, we go from one to the next, but the children and the people keep dying, and really no one in Congress, no one in state politics, no one anywhere I've seen comes up with measures that, except to, put officers in schools, no one comes up with a measure that could actually save lives, prevent this.
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for calling. I'm watching video of the Texas shooting. It is a sad situation. Someone texted and said, I agree that Trump should not run. Bob Cordaro does too. You, he, and I all for the same reason. His first term made it difficult for him by always nipping at him. It would be twice as bad if he were to serve a second term. That's from Kevin. Yeah, I realize that this is so difficult. And when Stuart Varney said it's a divided party, I never really thought about that. But then when Bill called from Wilkes-Barre and talked about, you know, the division even over Doug Mastriano, I thought that's the worst thing that we should be is divided, right? And I'm speaking that now as a convert to the Republican Party. But, yes, there is division. There is division. I like Ron DeSantis. Someone said, well, now Trump can't run with DeSantis because you can't, you know, have a vice president from the same state. I said yesterday, I think Ron DeSantis and Kathy Barnett would be a great team. I like Kathy Barnett now. She's from Pennsylvania. Donald Trump has to be in the picture. I mean, he's a great advisor and he's great this. I just get really concerned about how it just could get right back into nonstop criticism. Because remember, the media is against him. But then as people said, What are you, dumb, Frank? You think the media is going to go lightly on any Republican? And you're right. So I'm waffling. I don't even know which way we're going. But anyway, we're going to get back to the phones, 883-0098, right after we take a break for traffic and weather here on WL. Storm Tracker 16 forecast for meteorologist Allie Gallo. Tonight, cloudy, cool, and comfy, low 50. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 72. Thursday, more clouds than sun, a shower later, 72. Fridays, thunderstorms, high 78. Weekend, sunny with scattered showers and storms, high in the upper 70s. It is 65 degrees right now. Now, do you remember when Donald Trump was elected? And you had those crazy lunatic protests, including Madonna, who wanted to blow up the White House, and the whole concept of not my president. Remember that? Not my president, not my president. To the point where when Biden was elected, I found myself saying not my president. And then I said, no, I cannot say that because it's a slippery slope. As soon as you say not my president, you give yourself permission to decide under what authority you will be. And that's what Nancy Pelosi is doing. She can call herself a Roman Catholic, but she is deciding whether or not my archbishop. Right? That's the archbishop of her diocese, San Francisco. Not Bishop Bambara, is not the archdiocese of Philadelphia. It's her parish. And she is saying, not my archbishop. Right? It is very, very dangerous. Now, if you're my age, let me ask you a question. What is it in you that keeps you from doing some terribly wrong thing? It's probably because you were raised in a family situation where you went to church or you had church principles, right? And, you know, you had an authority figure that basically said, you don't cross that line, you don't do that. And we have lost a lot of that. And I think we're in a situation right now where we just don't, we're churches and also ran. And here's another complication of COVID, I think. I think people stayed home from church. Churches were, the government told us we couldn't go to church. Are you kidding me? And yet we said, okay, right? I mean, remember all that? And then a lot of people just never went back. Right. And so, you know, we have gotten to a place where we don't have any absolutes anymore. It's just a very, very scary situation. But we're talking about Donald Trump, and we got lots of people calling. Joe from Plains, you're first. What's up, Joe?
Hey, yeah, another thing is a family name meant something back then. You did not tarnish your family's name.
That's true.
And I think Donald Trump should run again. I think when he wins, he should not relinquish power until he gets this country back on track. You and Bob and whoever else is calling saying, you know, there's too much of a ruckus around him. He did not create that ruckus. He did not create the chaos. The media and the deep state created the chaos. And if you say don't run because of that, then you're rewarding them for what they did.
I hear you. It's to me, it's just a complicated issue, and it gets more complicated day by day.
Well, you're giving them the power. You're giving them the power to do it to anybody, and if, you know that you're talking about a slippery slope. Well, that's a real slippery slope, because you know if they're going to pick the winner before the election, you know, then we might as well just hang it all up.
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you, Joseph. Back to the school shooting. My friend Joe Martin from Berwick. How are you, Joseph? I'm sorry you didn't win the election, but I admire you for trying.
Thank you, Frank. And that's kind of what I'm calling on. You know, first of all, just to mention quick, Nancy Pelosi. She just justified her whole religious faith by what political ideology she has. And yet they're the same ones telling us separation from church from state and quoting the Bible whenever she wants. You know, none of that matters to me, what she said. She needs to be accountable because of what she did when she was caught during COVID and takes no responsibility for the fact that she makes rules other people she won't follow herself. That's what I would say for her. Now, the thing about the school shooting, Frank, that's the real reason I called. When I was being interviewed by the Republican Party, you know, I first of all, I wouldn't call myself a conservative because I hate those stupid labels. I also said, yeah, there are too many guns in our society. And when they said, do you want to explain this? I said, yes. There are so many people who own guns now because they're afraid. Because we have a feckless, ineffective government that won't protect us and won't enforce laws against criminals. And that's the reason so many people really own so many guns as they do. They're afraid, and it shouldn't be that way. Now, I want to point out, Frank, that while we've had years and years of these mental, you know, these shootings, so much tied to mental health, we still have no guidance from the National Institute of Health or really on any level about what we need to do to look at these kids and more or less, like that, the word from, I can't forget, I off the top of my head, but profile them. We aren't even looking to profile school shooters, and there's no emphasis on it because the whole mental health industry has now been taken hostage by people trying to convince us that we can call a male a female and a female a male, and it's perfectly okay. That's all they're focused on. They're not focused on these, you know, profiling these kids and coming up with policies. And it's absurd.
Interesting thought, Joseph. And I always appreciate it when you call. Let's get to some more calls before we run out of time. Let's go to Barbara from West Hazleton on Donald Trump. Barb?
Welcome back,
Thank
Frank.
You. Thank
and
you.
How's your little girl doing?
She's still struggling. We're still. Aww. She's got a terrible, terrible. I don't know whether I call it a cold or what. And we just can't stop the congestion, and she's
God
just coughing.
Her.
And so,
I'm saying prayers for her.
Thank you.
But you know what? On Donald Trump, I think he should run. We're in such a mess in this country. It's unbelievable, and the only way to get out of it is to get Donald Trump back in there.
Well,
that's the way I see it now, because the way, and a lot of people are agreeing with me. I can't believe how many people have changed from Democrats to Republicans.
Oh,
it's
no.
Unbelievable.
I mean, when Joe called from Plains, I had a bunch of people that texted and said, he's right. You're either with us or not. You know, get off the pot here, Frank.
Well, I love DeSantis, and I think he would be great, too. But I think Donald Trump is the best remedy for any of us.
Thank you, and thank you for the prayer. Thank you for the prayers, too, Barbara. I appreciate that. Let's see. Do we have time? Yes, we do. John from Dunmore. Hello, John.
Frank, I prayers for your daughter and for you and your wife and family.
Thank you.
I must say this, Frank, that I voted for Trump first time, second time. If need be, I'll vote for the third time. But I do think that it's time for him to retire. I think for the sake of the party and for the sake of the country, he is a good man, but he's very divisive. And he should really, sometimes should kind of keep his mouth shut. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this. Alvin Barkley was vice president under Truman, and he was also a senator from Kentucky. And one day he was instructing a young senator on the art of dealing with other senators. And he said to the young man, if you think your opponent is stupid, say, my good friend. If you know that he is stupid, say, my very good friend. I don't think you'd never find Trump following that advice. He's a good man, but it's time for him It's time for the governor of Florida to enter the stage.
We shall see, and thank you for the prayers, John. 7 minutes before six. I'm sure tomorrow, here's what I'm thinking. Now, tomorrow we're going to spend a lot of time, I'm sure, on the school shooting because a lot of the details will become more clear. Right now, I keep monitoring ABC 13, which is the ABC affiliate in Texas. They're the ones that had the most accurate information that we gave you. 14 children, one teacher dead. The 18-year-old student is a high school student at the Uvalde High School. His name is Salvatore Ramos. ABC News reported it as Roma. ABC 13 is quoting the governor as saying Salvatore Ramos. Anyway, he's a high school student, killed his grandmother, according to ABC 13, and then went to the elementary school and opened fire, was killed by police officers. He also injured police officers, although not seriously. Now, we'll get into a great discussion about that tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be, you know, all over, and we will, you know, be interested in your opinion. But I think whether it's going to be tomorrow or Thursday, I'm going to ask Bob Cordaro if he will stay a half hour into my show, and we can just talk about the whole Trump thing, because he said he doesn't want Trump to run. And I waffle, and I'd love to not debate him, certainly, just kind of hear what he had to say and then get you guys to chime in. So I'll see if I can't talk him into staying a half hour. Because he said he wants me to come to breakfast Friday. So I said, maybe I'll come to breakfast if you can do a half hour with me tomorrow or Thursday. So we shall see. It'll be an interesting conversation. And see, it's interesting that, you know, all these texts, some people saying, yep, I'm not sure he should run. The majority of people going, no, no, we must have Trump. This country needs Trump. Interesting division here. 4.5 minutes before six, we'll be right back. Just a reminder, one more time, we have a very special deal for you. You can enjoy this half-off deal for Keystone Fireworks. Get a $100 voucher for only $50. Mortars, rockets, firecrackers, all the biggest and best aerial fireworks. 10,000 square foot showroom located on Cary Avenue in Wilkes-Barre. Now, you want to get that deal? You visit getmyperks.com for all the details. Getmyperks.com. And again, it's a $100 voucher for only $50. Okay, ABC News is coming up next with the very latest on the Texas shooting. We've been covering it to the best of our ability. All the details have been sketchy. Thanks to ABC 13, I called them, and they have been giving us as much information as we can. So that's coming up, plus local news, traffic, and weather, and then Ben Shapiro. And we'll be back here tomorrow at 3. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, folks, for calling and texting. I'm Frank Andrews. This is WILK.
The Frank Andrews Show Podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.